And we continue on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan Theater, and that is Russ Collins, just back from the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. Did you have a great time out that way?
Yes, I did. It was a long time to be away, but indeed, there was a lot to see, and we ran a national conference.
The Art House Convergence.
Called the Art House Convergence, which went extremely well, and lots of movies to see and appointments to be
had. I understand you brought one back with you.
That's right. We're so happy to tell you that Wilson is coming to the Michigan Theater a week from Friday.
Not the volleyball from Castaway.
Not the volleyball from Castaway. This has it's a comedy about a guy who is an amiable misanthrope. It sounds kind of weird, but he's an amiable misanthrope played by Woody Harrelson. So you can
he certainly has that amiable quality, doesn't
he? Yeah, you can imagine him on Cheers, and this is a guy on Cheers who's kind of deep at his seats, unhappy, but he also has this kind of cheerful demeanor as well, and he kind of lives alone, and his best friend, a couple that live down the street are leaving, it just kind of sets him off. And he was formerly married to a character played by Laura Dern, and unbeknownst to him, they have a daughter together, which he learns about, and that daughter lives in the same town, and he kind of starts stalking her, but again in this amiable, kind of curious, almost childlike way, and all kinds of complications ensue, and he ends up spending some time in jail. But, it
seems like a normal course of events.
It is very elliptical. It is very charming. It's a comedy. It's a great performance.
And you can say this with authority. You saw it.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson and Laura Dern and lots of other
So it's going to appear in our area Friday, February 3rd, special showing at 8 p.m., right?
That's right. So this is our Direct from Sundance screening. Special prices apply. You can get your tickets online at the Michigan Theater website, michtheater.org. Go check it out. Now, there's lots of other stuff that I saw and lots of stuff I didn't see, but Al Gore's documentary follow-up to his Inconvenient Truth and Inconvenient Sequel got a lot of very positive buzz, as did another environmental documentary that I saw called Chasing Coral about the bleaching or death of coral due to global warming. And the thing that surprised me.
I've seen the pictures of that, and it's frightening.
Yeah, well, and in terms of the heat that is trapped by carbon dioxide, 93% of that heat is absorbed by the ocean. And so the negative effect of global warming is primarily being felt in this huge body of water. That
it's changing the ecosystem.
It was really a shocking bit of information. Another really interesting documentary, Dolores, is about a political activist who co-led the farm workers movement in the 60s and 70s with Cesar Chavez. And
that should be great.
And she's a remarkable, remarkable woman. There's Iraq war drama, Yellowbirds, it was great. Thoroughbred is a film I didn't see, but it's got great buzz. The Big Sick, which is going to be
a great title.
Yeah.
It's not sure what it's about, but
yeah,
it's a great title.
Didn't see it. A lot of buzz. Mudbound is a wonderful post-World War II drama about the racial social attitudes that World War II soldiers came back to experience.
It As always, compelling. Some of these films will make it our way, either through Cinetopia over the course of distribution, once these movies pick up their deals out of Sundance.
Absolutely, at the Michigan Interstate Theater.
Well, while you were gone, they released the Oscar nominations.
That's right.
Any
That's
surprises, right. shocks, or anything for you?
Well, sure. One that La La Land got 14 nominations, which is on par with Titanic and All About Eve.
I guess the world was just missing musicals.
Yeah. Arrival and Moonlight also got 8 each, and Moonlight was by far my favorite film of the year. It's a really amazing piece. I liked La La Land, too. Deadpool was this kind of quirky sci-fi.
It was expected to get some, but
yeah,
it didn't.
It didn't get any at all. Some Doctor Strange and Suicide Squad got some makeup and a costume
kind of
awards.
Yeah.
Amy Adams not getting a nomination for Arrival. She's already gotten a
bunch.
Yeah,
that was one that people expected as
yeah.
well.
Annette Bening not getting a nomination for 20th Century Woman, which not that many people have seen before, but the Beatty-Bening household didn't do so well with Warren Beatty's Rules Don't Apply not doing so well, and 20th Century Woman not getting a nomination. Tom Hanks didn't get one for Sully, which was a bit of a surprise. Hugh Grant for Florence Foster Jenkins, not getting a supporting actor role there. And then Aaron Taylor Johnson not getting a nomination for Nocturnal Animals, but Michael Shannon getting one. So those are the snub surprise.
Mel Gibson getting one was kind of a surprise too, but Hacksaw Ridge, a great movie.
That's right. And Ruth Negga getting a nomination for Loving. That was a positive thing. And so there you go. Lots of stuff. It's Finding Dory didn't get an animated nomination. That was a bit of a surprise.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins, just back from Sundance. Well, with all the festival and Oscar talk, there are some movies available through the weekend again right here in our area.
That's right. If you haven't seen La La Land, Manchester by the Sea, or Jackie Coke,
still
see them at the Michigan Theater right now, or they're going to go away. And then we have a really cool documentary called Merrily We Roll Along, it's called The Best Worst Thing That Ever Happened. And it's about these cast members that got in this Stephen Sondheim musical. And one of those cast members actually lives in Ann Arbor, and she's probably going to be at both of the screenings.
Oh, that'd be great. You're talking about Mary Jo Hansen, right?
Yeah. And so we're looking forward to seeing her. The Korean Now series continues, and that series has been just terrific. These are Japanese noir films that take place on, this one's on Saturday at 1 o'clock. And we got the Sundance Film Festival shorts that are playing as part of the run-up to the Wilson screening this Friday. And Zero Focus is another one of the Japanese series that we're doing, and that's on Monday.
Movies opening up at the multiplex as well, Russ, one of which has stirred quite a bit of controversy. It's called A Dog's Purpose.
That's right, and it hasn't gotten very good reviews, and it's about a dog who was very dear to the people that loved it, but it died, and it's kind of tragic in that way.
But it keeps coming back in other dogs.
Yeah, and so... We'll look forward to how people react to that.
Yeah,
film.
There was some video that came out of throwing the dog into a swimming pool and it's struggling to get out. And there's PETA is objecting to this movie in a big way and a lot of controversy. I think it might be sunk before it launches.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. And the reviews aren't very strong. Gold is a film that stars Matthew McConaughey that, again, didn't get very strong reviews. He's a prospector that's desperate for a lucky break and teams up with some similarly eager geologist, and they're just trying to put together an amazing journey in a jungle in Indonesia to do what they need to do. But there's nothing particularly golden about this movie, according to USA Today. So,
and then there's a horror film, too, right?
Resident Evil, the final chapter.
Now, that indicates to me that there have been other Resident Evils prior to this. There's been previous chapters. I have no clue.
Yeah, well, it's based on a video game, and there's been several chapters, and Mila Jovovich is the star.
You know, we probably talked about it, and I just didn't pay attention.
Yeah. Well,
not my genre.
You know, she's stripped of her psychic powers, and she must form an alliance with a bunch of folks to take over Raccoon City, and there weren't any internet reviews, but I did run across one comment. As ridiculous and inconsistent as it might be, there's a conscious attempt to define the protagonist's story instead of killing time as they go through.
If you like the video game, if you like those kind of movies, you probably enjoy it quite well.
But this reviewer wishes that this series would die ultimately.
Well, final chapter indicates it just might do exactly that. Well, once again, Russ Collins just back from the Sundance Film Festival, and he is bringing the movie Wilson to you. It's going to air Friday, February 3rd at 8 p.m., and tickets on sale now at the Michigan Theater website, right?
That's right. Go to michtheater.org and check out Wilson. It's going to be released later in the year, but you get the chance to see it first with some very special things going on.
Welcome back to town, and we'll look forward to Cinema Chat again next Thursday. You've been listening to Cinema Chat with Russ Collins. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from the middle of the Sundance Film Festival.